for those things which I desire to do, so that my will could be fulfilled. I have earnestly sought and called out to you that you must lay aside, you must put away from you all things that will hinder the working of my spirit. I have sought after and I continue to call unto you. Will you be a people that will set your lives right before me? Will you be that people who will come before me with brokenness, come before me with a contrite spirit, and desire with all that's within you for the longing of my spirit to be poured out without measure into your lives? How many times have I earnestly desired to speak to you and say that there is more of the anointing that you could even ever dream or think possible. But there's got to be a pulling away. There's got to be a stripping away. There's got to be a throwing down of anything that you have in yourselves that you think that by your might, that you think that by your power, that you think that by your wisdom, that you think that by your flesh, that you think that by what you can do will cause my presence to come into this place. What I have said, and what I say again unto you, that you need to come with brokenness. You need to come to that place and say, Lord, everything that I've ever had in myself that I have put faith and trust in, that I have put reliance upon myself, the work of my hands, I lay them down once and for all into your hands. I have spoken unto you, and I have called out many times unto you, that what I'm looking for is a yielded vessel. I'm looking for a life that will surrender their all unto me, that will no longer put their faith and put their trust and reliance in what they can do with the arm of the flesh. But how many times have I spoken unto you, and I speak unto you again tonight, for the work that has to be done in this place has got to be by my anointing. It's got to be as you yield yourselves up before me. It's as you say, Lord, here I am an empty, broken vessel. But whatever you can use of me, I lay it down at your feet and I ask that you take up my life. I've pleaded with you with a pleading that can only come by the anointing of the Spirit of God, that if you desire to see the work of my hand, if you desire to see my hand outstretched, it's going to call for a people that will not hold back anything that will be a hindrance to the working of my spirit. I have seen your tears. I have heard your cries. And I say unto you, I desire to move. I want to move. But it's got to be by my anointing. It's got to be by the leading of my Holy Spirit. All you have to do is give yourselves totally, fully unto me. How many times have I said to you, commit your way unto the Lord and do not trust in anything of the flesh, but throw yourselves down at my feet and you will see how I can take hold of a life to bring in my purpose and manifest my glory in the midst of my called out people, says the Lord.
Ese que pasea.